Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Okay, it's called the As Told by Twiggy. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the queen of Snapchat when she wants to be, if she's snapping, if she feels snap-worthyable that day. Ladies and gentlemen, Twiggy Molly.
Hello, hello. I'm back.
It's been a minute.
I know.
I've actually genuinely missed you because I feel like you bring a great energy.
Oh, thank you.
You really do. Yeah, okay, good. That's great. all right. I did say earlier that I was going to ask you if you get a lot of unsolicited dick pics. So let's just, I mean, once we go there, it's easier to, you know, get to less heavy waters. So let's just go really low and then progressively make our way up.
First of all, do you realize that my mom listens to the show? Yeah. I don't. I don't receive any dick pics.
Because Snapchat is where that would happen.
Yeah, but like no one's feeling me like that.
Okay.
And I think guys are a bit shy. I mean, girls can send out nudes all the time, but guys just, I don't know, take some other kind of confidence to send out a dick pic.
Definitely does. Definitely does. Okay, so I want to kick it off. While we're talking dick pics, we may as well speak about being nude and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And kick it off with that Kim Kardashian woman. And you've got some strong opinions on Kim's nude selfie that everyone's talking about.
Yeah, well, I guess when Kim posted her selfie, I wasn't, like, shocked. It's like, it's Kim Kardashian. We've seen her body. Like, but I don't understand what the big deal was. And I understand why people were atting her. Like, seriously, it's Kim. We've been seeing her nude body. And I think it's just so annoying that people still get, like, pissed off that she does shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's who she's known for. But I was really proud of, like, how she stood up for herself on Twitter and, like, calling out people that were being rude to her and just laughing at all the comments and stuff.
Well, she had a great moment with Chloe Moritz, who's that actress who called her out for it. And then she, Chloe has done did a cover for Nylon magazine where she was like basically nude.
Yeah.
And then Kim was made a reference to that in her response saying like, oh, you really can't talk Nylon cover.
Yeah.
The thing is though, is that to be a celebrity and the kind of celebrity that Kim is, it does require getting your kit off.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, her fame is literally based off her sex tape.
Mm.
And she was just smart enough to use a bad incident, like, to her own personal advantage. She's, like, super rich, super famous. Her and her family are killing shit, and there's literally nothing that anyone can do or say. And how does her nudes affect you? Like, how does it make you angry? Do you know what I mean?
But the fact that it does make people angry means she is just a very smart and successful human being.
Super, like, definitely, I agree.
I mean, do you, I don't know, obviously, I mean, you're huge on Instagram, you're big on Twitter, all these platforms. A lot of people weigh in on what you're wearing or what you look like.
Yeah.
How do you take the hate?
Well, I haven't received any hate in terms of, like, what I'm wearing and what I look like. I think people just, like, prefer, like, I cut my hair. So, like, people be like, oh, we prefer it when your hair is long or whatever. Or I'll have, like, a day where I feel fat. And, I mean, I'm human. And I'll tweet about it. I'm like, oh, my God, Twiggy's a fatty. Like, I really need to lose weight. And people make it seem like I'm feeling sorry for myself and throwing a pity party. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I have gained weight, and I know my body. So it's just stuff like that that really annoys me. But it's easy to, like, block it out because there isn't, like, a lot of negativity. But I'm sure there are, like, other people that are way more popular than me that get, like, a lot of hate about, like, what they're wearing. Like, Pearl Tusi at the Metros. Like, her hair looked like shit, and everyone was telling her. I mean, no one wants to feel that way or know that they look ugly. Do you know what I mean?
But it's so subjective as well.
Exactly,
I mean, some people might have liked her Egyptian hair. You never know.
The thing is, once Black Twitter has agreed that they hate something, then it's final. You can't go against the flow.
But do you ever tweet mean things to other people?
The only times I'm mean is when, like, there's a guy in my mentions who is trying to, like, mack on me or is trying to be mean to me. Because I'm super confident and I'll tweet about how great I look, whatever. And there will be an asshole who'll tell me that I don't look great. Or there will be someone who's trying to, like, get into my DMs. And I'll tell them straight up, don't dream. Like, please wake up. You're dreaming. And I think that's the only time I'm mean.
Yeah.
But I try not to be mean. Like, it's not necessary.
Just bad energy.
Yeah. And I'm trying to be, like, you know, I let go of negativity. I really want to be positive this year. So, like, I try not to be mean. But, I mean, if someone comes at me, then I'll definitely hit it right back.
isn't so much of it energy, though, and the energy you put out and the energy you get in. And
exactly.
I mean, I used to hear people speak about energy and think like, okay, cool, is this before or after you've smoked the weed? But I kind of, I'm learning a little bit more that a lot of what you get out of life is about the energy that you put into
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, I mean, also, like, if I go, like, bash guys the whole day on Twitter, then I shouldn't be surprised if my love life doesn't go right. Do you know what I mean? So even with that, like, I've tried not to, like, tweet negative stuff or engage in, like, negative stuff, because I will literally get it back and it will affect my whole mood and my whole day, and I really don't want that in my life. So even when someone does come at me now, I'll just block them.
Well, this is the thing about everyone that's tweeted horrible things about Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Is that you're actually doing a disservice to yourself.
Exactly.
Just let it be. Like, don't follow her then. I understand it creeps into your timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to then hit reply and say, oh, it's so annoying and I have so many opinions.
Exactly.
If she wants to tweet pictures of herself and she's naked,
can do it. And
just
no
let
one
her
can
do it.
Stop her.
It's annoying.
Exactly.
How are you feeling towards Twitter at the moment?
Oh, I love Twitter. I'm okay now. I think because I've found that, like, letting go of negativity and only engaging in positivity. Mm. I find that when I go online every day, I don't feel shit after, like, scrolling through my timeline. And also, I've muted a lot of people.
It's okay.
So, yeah, I've muted and unfollowed and blocked, like, a lot of people that just brought negative vibes. And I'm not how I felt, like, the last time, how I hated Twitter and how it just put me in a dark place. Like, I'm perfectly fine now. And I think it's just about looking for the right stuff on Twitter and not following and engaging in the negative stuff.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. I want to speak about what's happening in a fashion space. Specifically, you're interested at the moment what's happening with these dude fashion bloggers.
Yeah. So we were at the Flying Fish event in Soweto, and my good friend Sia was there. And, like, you go to these events and the only, like, great fashion bloggers are, like, Sia and Trevor Stuermann, and it literally grinds my nips. Like, I don't understand why there aren't any male fashion bloggers.
But
But
they're not very good at fashion.
Yeah.
Okay.
They should.
Let's break down, though, what does it mean to be a male fashion blogger?
Okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily say Trevor Stuermann is a male fashion blogger. I think he's more of like a photo blogger, like a street style photographer.
Yeah.
And then Sia is a fashion blogger. Well, I know he would hate to know that I'm calling him this because he thinks he's above the blogger world now. Yeah. But, I mean, a male fashion blogger is a male that engages in, like, the fashion space and blogs about what's current, what's trending, what to wear, you know, in terms of fashion, grooming, lifestyle. And I feel like we don't have that. Like, there isn't, like, a...
Sia Bayile, that's it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm very grateful that he's my mate. But, like, there could be more. Like, gents, where you at? Like, I definitely think there's a space for you guys to play in.
Do you think that guys dress well enough in SA?
No!
But what does it mean to dress well as a dude? Because isn't it just basics? I mean, it's not
but
like...
But that's where they get it wrong. Like, I feel like if I was a dude, I'd literally be in plain white tees, jeans, and sneakers every single day. Mm. Like, when I don't have to dress up. And if I have to go to, like, a formal event, get a nice fitted, tailored suit, you know. But I feel like the guys in South Africa just take it too far. They, like, too many accessories, too many chains, too much gold. Ooh, it's a mess. Like, ooh, it makes me cringe.
Because it's big overseas, the dudes that, you know, are fashion bloggers and that.
Yeah, I think guys just don't know where to shop.
How are the ladies doing? All I see is, you know, female bloggers rising up here, there, and everywhere. But then I go to their blogs, and there's one blog post.
The thing is, with female, there aren't any fashion blogs. I think all the females have taken to Instagram, and they all post,
right,
like,
yeah,
an outfit of the day, and they automatically think that they're fashion bloggers. No, you're not a fashion blogger. You're just an Instagrammer. But, I mean, the fashion bloggers that are active, the TTs and Keegan and Lulama, they're doing really, really well. And I think the work that they're putting out is making brands, like, take notice. Like, I think because we're taking our jobs so seriously now and really getting, like, full productions and proper photography, brands are starting to realize that we are serious about what we do. Mm. But it just sucks that you get, like, stupid little girls who want to jump onto our, like, bandwagon and, you know, try to do what we're doing, but they do it on Instagram, and then they want, like to reap all the benefits that we've worked hard for. Do you know what I mean? But I mean, ladies dress really well in South Africa, I think. Just not the celebrities.
Yeah, I saw something on your timeline about that recently.
Yeah, the metros. Like, everyone was dressed like shit, except for like
one. You said it was like a matric dance.
No, it wasn't me. Like, okay. A lot of people were going off about how, like, our celebrities dress really badly, especially at red carpet events. And, like, it's actually annoying because I feel like at every event, we're always going to tweet about how much celebrities need to dress better. Like, I don't know, maybe we need better stylists or something. I just don't know how they're getting it so wrong. Like, if you could send out 5 fashion bloggers to the metros and pick out 5 celebrities, the bloggers will be dressed way better than the celebrities. And I don't understand why, when the celebrities have all the resources. It's really frustrating, and it makes us look bad.
Jeez, okay. As told by Twiggy, as the segment's called, she's telling it. She's telling you what's happening. I want to speak for a second about this new local web series that you're particularly interested in.
I'm, like, so obsessed.
What's it called?
It's called Broke Niggas.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're a bunch of my mates wearing their T-shirts. And they call me their biggest groupie, but I'm really not. I just see, like, the potential in them. So it's like a group of 20-something-year-olds.
So on YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube. And they literally are a bunch of young guys who are all in, like, the creative space. Some are models, poets, students, bloggers, whatever. And they literally just talk about, like, life and relationships and school and dealing with being a cool kid and
which is a good one. Girls. There's stock exchange.
Yeah, stock exchange is a good one.
Squadology.
I think stock exchange. I was on stock exchange.
Oh yeah, let's have a take a listen to this.
Yeah.
Twiggy's a big fan of this. They say that she's the. Let's have a look at that. Little introduction there. Produced by An Arcadian, says, yeah?
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Did you get the permission? Where were you, motherfucker? Did you get the permission to record in the fucking building?
I really did not.
Please switch off the camera, you son of a bitch.
I love you guys, man.
So just hang around and kind of speak what they're thinking, right? That's what this
show's
about.
Yeah, essentially that's what they do. And it's just entertaining to, like, hear what guys think of life problems as opposed to girls.
I think it's dope. It's kind of just a squad videoing themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try. Really I'll try cool. and get a better audio clip of it next time you're on, but that looks dope. And that's just on YouTube, right? You just check it out.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, and they have, like, a Tumblr page, which you guys should check it out. Super cool. I totally want to get, like, a bunch of the guys' girlfriends on a show and have, like, the Real Housewives of Broke Niggas, but they won't let me because all of these guys are fucky. They don't have, like, stable relationships.
Speaking of which, what's happening in your love life? See, good segue, huh?
Nothing. Oh, I've got a crush on this model boy. Oh, my God. He's so cute.
Yeah.
But he's, like, someone that I've known for a while, but then I just realized, you're actually really cute and stuff. So, yeah, that's what's happening.
Can you put the car in reverse on the highway, though?
What? No.
You've known someone for a long time.
No, not that I've known him for a long time, but, like, you know of someone from afar.
Okay.
And you just don't, like, take note because, like, he had a girlfriend back then, and I was like, okay, you're cute, whatever. And then I went to an event, like, last week, and he was one of the models. And I just saw him differently. I just looked at him differently, and I was like,
With a twinkle in your eye.
You can get it. Yeah, so...
Well, we'll have to keep everybody updated on that story. Producer Kat's smiling in the room next door.
Because she probably knows who it is. Don't say anything.
Model.
Oh, he's a model.
Is he a well-known model?
No, I don't know.
Is he white, black?
No, that's going to give it away. I can't.
No, there's so many models in SA.
It's fine. That's perfectly fine.
As told by Twiggy, except for who the model potential bae is. Would you not be skeptical about dating a model, though?
Well, I heard models are just as bad as rappers, so I don't know. I am a little bit.
What was it like dating a rapper?
I've never dated a rapper.
Okay. Seems like there's a lot of rappers in the country. So it would be not unlikely that you would have dated a rapper.
I've just heard terrible things about
What have you heard about dating a rapper?
I mean, you have, you know, rappers have their wifeys, and then they've got their side chicks, then they've got their Kong chick, then they got their Cape Town chick, you know? So that's what I've heard. I'm not trying to mess with that.
Okay.
So maybe models are like that as well.
So they've got their Zintle, they've got their Bonang.
You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to, yeah, so maybe the models are different. I don't know.
I know that you're very excited about Willow Smith being the face of Chanel. I saw a tweet around that.
She's like 5, and she's just getting all, she's bagging all of these campaigns, and like, oh man, it's making me feel like I'm not doing anything with my life.
No, but I thought you were happy for her on
Twitter. Oh, I am. No, I really am. But the fact that she's so young and she's killing it.
But you know what? When I saw it, I thought it's a bit of an unfair advantage. I mean, how was the kid of, you know, Jada and Will not going to do amazing things?
But I mean, that's happening with every other celebrity kid. Like,
Brooklyn
Beckham, yeah, and Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz son, who produced a track on Kendrick's album. He's 5. So I mean, the thing is, I don't feel like it's an unfair advantage because of who she's like portrayed to be. I can't say I know her.
Absolutely is. You think that they would choose her if she was some Tom, Dick and Harry's kid? No.
But she's special.
She is.
Yeah, but I'm very inspired by her. Like, it just made me feel like, what am I doing with my life? I'm 24 and like...
But let's talk about this, what am I doing with my life? Because everybody's struggling with this. So how do we get better at dealing with this?
I don't know. I think we just need to work harder. Like, less... I mean, I've stopped going to the club. You guys seeing my snaps at Flying Fish was like the first groove I've been to in a while, I feel.
Yeah, because it doesn't look good that you say you stopped going to the club and I saw you on Sunday.
Wait, at Flying Fish. That was during the day. Yeah. That was like, it was more of a work commitment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I was, you know, helping with the campaign. So I feel like, personally, I want to be at events where I know it's going to benefit my career or where I'm getting paid. Like, I don't want to waste my time anymore. Like, my best friend, Nox, he's always going on about how time is, like, super crucial because she works at, like, a law firm now and she's realized how time is money. So I spent so much time, like, a few months ago in the nightclub for, like, hours every weekend, and I wasn't getting anything out of it. Whereas now, like, if I go to your blogger events or fashion week or a party, it has to benefit me somehow. Like, I'm either making contact with the PR agent people that are there, or I'm getting paid for it, or it's, like, a brand ambassador deal. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, I don't want to, like, I don't want to waste my time, even with this model boy. Like, if he's not feeling me, he must tell me now. Like, don't waste my time.
But he doesn't even know that you like him.
Oh, you know.
Oh, did you message him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. It
goes down and
Producer
DM.
Kat, you said you found who this is.
Yo.
I'm kidding. We have no idea. I did like that reaction.
Sorry,
there.
What show was he walking at that you went to watch?
No, it doesn't
did
matter.
Did she say?
Nope. I didn't say. Sorry, Kat.
She went to the Flying Fish event and she caught a fish.
But I don't think he was modeling there. It must have been something. Don't matter. We'll find out what modeling, what it was last week.
Oh, you guys are so embarrassing. Wow.
Anything else we should that should be told by Twiggy here, Twiggy?
Oh, guys, you know, I just let go of anger.
What
and negativity.
What are you, okay.
I don't know, I just woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And I felt just happy and light.
Good.
And free. And I just realized it's because I've been praying for direction in my life. So God has taken away all the trash. And I'm finally grand, so...
I'm glad. Know. Well, this is the start of your new life today, huh?
Yeah.
9th of March 2016. Are you excited for her, Producer Kat? She's feeling good.
I feel like next time she comes, she's going to be engaged.
Oh, it would be so great. Then I'm moving to Cape Town and leaving you guys.
Maybe a baby on the way that I can babysit while she's doing her segment.
No, you're taking it too far.
She just wants to move to Cape Town with the model boyfriend.
Oh, perfect.
All right, it's at Twiggy Molly everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
Power, very, very dope hanging out there. That's as told by Twiggy, starring Twiggy Molly, one of the dopest people that I know. She's very, very cool.
Thank you.
We spoke about everything from Kim Kardashian's nudes to what's happening with these male fashion bloggers outside of Sia Beile.
Yeah.
And then also how she went to a Flying Fish event and she caught a fish and she reeled that fish in and it is now the official bay. Twiggy, thank you very much for hanging out.
Thank you. Bye.
Just before we wrap that up, Virgin Atlantic doesn't do extra baggage. Virgin Atlantic does extra luggage. Yep, up to 23 kilograms free extra luggage allowance for your sporting equipment. Because Virgin Atlantic believes in forward thinking, a sporty demeanor, and going that extra mile to ensure you reach your destination with everything you need to support that winning go-get-it attitude of yours. Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Book now on virginatlantic.com. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.